Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Israeli police questioned Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Monday as part of an investigation into a corruption case involving the country's telecom giant. Penny Dixon has that story.
Israeli police have already recommended indicting Netanyahu for bribery, fraud, and breach of trust in two separate cases. Netanyahu is suspected of accepting lavish gifts from billionaire friends and promising to promote legislation to help a major Israeli newspaper against its free rival in exchange for favorable coverage. Israel's attorney general is now reviewing the police recommendations, a process that could take months, and will decide whether to indict Netanyahu on the charges. Netanyahu has repeatedly denied any wrongdoing. Penny Dixon, VOA News.
With a fire alarm silent and staff reportedly nowhere to be seen, a fire at a shopping mall packed with children and their parents on the first weekend of the school recess resulted in fatalities in eastern Russia.
As of today, we have to state that, unfortunately, as a result of this incident, 64 people died. We've started recovering the bodies for their further identification.
Six of the bodies have not been recovered, and authorities did not state how many of the victims were children. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says its intelligence chief would meet an Iraqi official Monday to discuss an Iraqi military operation in the northern Sinjar region, where Ankara says Kurdish PKK militants have established a base. Speaking before leaving for a summit with European Union leaders, Erdogan also said Turkey will do what is necessary if the Iraqi government operation has failed. This is VOA News. Malaysia's government proposed a new legislation Monday to outlaw fake news. Jeff Guster has more.
The anti-fake news bill, which must be approved by Parliament, calls for penalizing those who create, offer, circulate, print, or publish fake news with a 10-year jail term, a fine of up to $128,000, or both. Government officials have said the law is needed to protect public harmony and national security. Critics say it is a bid to crack down on dissent ahead of a general election. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The Philippine Navy acquired three surveillance planes from Japan Monday to boost its maritime capabilities and patrol its waters. Philippine National Defense Chief Delfin Lorenzana detailed how the craft would be used.
These TC-90s primarily will be used to patrol our maritime domain for, of course, for security, to know what's happening there. But more importantly, we will also use this in other areas for human assistance and disaster relief.
The planes were part of a grant brokered between the previous Aquino administration and the Japanese government that would transfer 5 units of the TC-90 aircraft to the Philippine Navy to improve its capabilities. Word that the United States and China are set to begin negotiations on trade have had a positive effect on markets. Ryan Brooks reports.
The U.S. and China may already be hashing out their trade issues, and on Monday, global markets breathed a sigh of relief. That's after a Wall Street Journal report that Washington gave Beijing a to-do list last week on how to work out their differences. A U.S. Treasury official also told Reuters the two sides are quietly discussing the trade gap, and Beijing said it's willing to hold formal talks. All of that seemed to ease investor anxiety that the two sides were sliding into a trade war. U.S. stock futures were higher on Monday, pulling global trade upward after a gloomy day in Asia.
That was reporter Ryan Brooks. Catalonia's former president, Carlos Puigdemont, was to be brought before a court in Germany Monday for an initial hearing on whether he stays in custody, kicking off an extradition process that could take weeks. The closed-doors hearing comes amid heightened tensions in the Spanish region following Puigdemont's arrest on a European warrant Sunday following his entry into Germany from Denmark. Spanish authorities accused Puigdemont of rebellion and misuse of public funds in organizing an unauthorized referendum on independence for Catalonia. Egypt's Interior Ministry says it has killed 6 militants believed to be involved in a weekend bombing in a coastal city of Alexandria that killed 2 policemen. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA. VOA.